landslide in Japan.
My name is Clara. I'm here today with Libby and Evelyn. They are sisters, and we're here in Roswell. It's February 17th, 2006. And let's see, Libby, can you tell me how old you are?
I'm 83.
And Evelyn?
I'm 80.
Okay. And how long have you all lived in Roswell?
I've lived here all my life, 83 years. Of course, I don't remember. I started remembering when I was about 3 years old.
Okay.
Where I was in Roswell.
Okay. And Evelyn, you spent some time outside?
When I married, I moved to Alpharetta. Stayed there about 52 or 3 years. And then I moved back to Roswell.
Well, Alpharetta is pretty close to Roswell.
Oh, right? Yes, just up the road.
Okay. All right. Can you all tell me something about your parents? Where were they from? What was your father's occupation? That type of thing.
Well, Dad was really a carpenter. Well, he farmed when he and Mother first married. And then he went into the carpenter work and done that until I guess I was about 7, I guess. And then he went to work for the Standard Oil Company building stations for them. Mother didn't work. She worked for a little while, but Mother really was just stayed home and looked after his children, and it was a full-time job, but she was very, Mother was a good mom. Dad had to stay. Daddy would leave on Sunday and go away for the week. Sometimes if he was too far away, he would have to stay 2 weeks, but he'd come home most every week. Occasionally he had to stay 2 weeks. But Mom and Dad always worked good together. About the last thing Dad would say when he would start to go back to his job, he would say, "Now, Flora, you see that these girls mind now." So, you know, and back in those days, it didn't only take Mother and Daddy to keep us in line, all the neighbors did. You know, they kept an eye on all of us. So it's quite different from what the time is today. But we never got really upset with the neighbors because that was just the way things were. Everybody looked after everyone else.
We didn't know any better.
You two are sisters. Did you have any other brothers or sisters?
We had one sister, and she's deceased.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the house that you grew up in.
Go ahead.
Well, the first house that I can remember, it was over on, and it was right next door to where the lives now, and we lived there for I guess about 5 years, and then we moved on Green Street, and the street was named after my uncle Claude Green, and we was there for several years, about 3 years, and Dad built his house down on